Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday Teaching Tip. And today, we're talking about the speed at which we speak. What is the correct speed? How do we know what the correct speed is when we're talking, preaching, teaching, whatever we're doing in public? Oh, by the way, if you have a moment, if you haven't already done so, please click on that subscribe button and then let your friends know about these videos if you think they're helpful. Anyway, let's go back to the topic of speed. Very important, particularly when we're telling a story and preaching. Perhaps a little bit less so in teaching, but still there's some relevance there. We'll talk about that a bit more in a moment. Have you ever heard someone speak really slowly for a long time? I think it gets a bit weird, doesn't it? Or someone who's speaking so fast all the time that you really can't understand what they're saying because you haven't got time to listen. Well, you have it, well, you can listen, but you can't hear, but you can't understand. Too fast. Gets a bit exhausting trying to concentrate and take in what the person is saying. So we're trying to strike a medium or find the right balance between fast and slow speaking. So today I've got two circumstances we need to think about and then two recommendations. First of all, circumstances dictate, to some extent, the correct speed for a particular situation. So firstly, consider, how many older people do you have in your audience? If you have a lot of older people, their hearing may not be so good. Perhaps they're using hearing aids. That's important. If they do have a challenge with hearing, then speaking a bit slower or leaving gaps between words, sentences, ideas might be particularly helpful. Enunciating particularly clearly might also be useful. But speed with an older congregation, an older audience, a little slower might be better. Younger, maybe you can speed up a bit more than the average. The second thing is to consider whether the people you're speaking to have English as their first language. In London, an international city, you may have quite a few people there for whom English is not their first language, in which case, again, speaking a little slower than average would be helpful. Or if you're speaking through a translator. I spoke through a translator last Sunday at a Tamil-speaking church in Reading, a very interesting and fun experience. Had a great time, but the chap who was translating for me had never done translating before. And so I tried to remind myself as I went along to speak more slowly than average, partly for his benefit. He needed to process what he was hearing from me, take it into a new language, and deliver that to the people that were listening. So those are some things to think about in terms of our audience. But then also the location has a bearing on the correct speed. So, for example, are you talking in a big auditorium with an echo or a loud reverb vibe there? If you've got a lot of echo, you need to speak a little bit slower, or else one word blends into another. Your audience can't hear the consonants. They'll find it hard to follow you. So secondly, what about if you're in a room which has a very dead acoustic? You speak and the words die. A lot of carpeting, a lot of heavy curtains. That can be a challenge, in which case, though, you may be able to speak a little bit more clear, a little bit faster than the average. The clarity of your PA also makes a big difference. Are you getting clear sound through the PA? One tip I would suggest there is, if you're speaking somewhere where you don't know the quality of the PA, turn up early, and then not only should you speak into it, but have somebody else speak into it, and yourself go halfway back, perhaps even to the back of the room, and listen to what it sounds like for the people there. That will give you an idea as to whether you're better off speeding up, slowing down, whether your normal speed will do, or whether you need to adjust things. So bear in mind those two situations, the audience to whom you're speaking and the location in which you are speaking. Now, after those two considerations, let's talk about recommendations. I would say this. I would say that in terms of our speed, variety is important. I've tried to demonstrate that in this video. Pauses, variety, some faster speaking, some slower speaking. I think variety is very important if you're speaking for more than 2 or 3 minutes. If it's a really short talk, these recommendations are not quite so significant. But if you're talking for 5 minutes, 10 minutes or more, then variety It makes a big difference to people being able to concentrate, listen, and take in what we're saying. If we speak at the same speed the whole time, I would say it tells the audience that what we're talking about is having no effect on us. If what we're talking about is having an effect on us, if it really matters to us, if it's important, if something's disturbing us or something's giving us joy, then surely that should be reflected in the modulation of our speaking, which is another topic, but also in the speed of it. So let what's going on in your heart and your mind affect the speed at which you are speaking. Then it tells your audience that this matters to you. This is not something you can manufacture. Well, you could try, but I think audiences soon can tell. But there should be a connection, shouldn't there, between what's going on in here and what's coming out of here. And part of the way that comes out is in the speed at which we speak. A little faster, a little slower. We're talking about something somber, we're probably going to start talking a bit deeper and slower. Something we're very excited about, the voice may come up and the speed may increase. So, variety is very important. In connection with that, it helps if we slow up as we get to an important point. So we're speaking fairly quickly and then we slow down because we're reaching the point of what we're trying to say. So that slowing up can be very helpful if we get to something important. And in connection with that, sometimes it's good to have an emergency break. So we're talking, and then we're stop, because we've got something important to say. So you can either slow down gradually, or you can keep speaking at the same speed, the same pace, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then stop. And as we do that, we get to that point of emphasis that helps our audience to understand what we're talking about is really important. Certainly important to us, certainly important to perhaps the passage we're talking about, and hopefully important to them as well. So variety, contrast, and then pauses. Pauses are so important. We could do a whole thing just on pauses. Pauses matter. Pauses are everything to do with emphasis. And I believe that Jesus, and I can't prove it because we don't have recordings, but I'm sure he used pauses. Why? Because he told stories. And when you tell a story, there's always a special point to emphasize. There's drama in a story. There's humor in the parables all over the place. And with humor, pauses are incredibly important. Without a pause, you don't get the punchline. And if you don't get the punchline, then nothing really hits the heart and the mind in quite the same way. So look at the parables. I preached on Luke 14 the other day, and there's great humor in the parables in Luke 14. Have a look and see where, if you were telling those parables for the first time, and maybe now you can do it again today, where would you put in a pause? Where would you stop? Where would you wait for the audience to respond? Think about pauses. I'm not so sure that speed is really the issue. I would suggest that the real issue is always how we use a pause, how we stop. It's about the silence. Speed is a secondary issue. Speed isn't unimportant, but I would say it's of secondary importance compared to contrast, variety, and pauses. So in conclusion, the parables don't work without pauses. They really don't. You and I probably read parables just plain and simple. We've heard other people do it. We miss so much. If you're preaching or teaching on a parable or any story in the Bible, read it as a dramatic entity, which it is. And ask yourself, where would we speed up? Where would we slow down? And where would we use pauses and stop and use silence? How about that as a challenge for your next teaching or preaching opportunity, using a story, a parable, something like that? I think you'll find that very helpful. So, in summary, what do you think about these issues? About speed, is it important? Have I overemphasized the point? Have I not made enough of it? Am I talking too fast in this video or too slow? Are my pauses meaningful or are they just distracting? Tell me what you think. I'd love to know your thoughts. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. And please, don't forget to subscribe and to tell your friends about these recordings. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless. Thank you.